And recording.
Present. Very good. The time is now 12 noon on September 21st, 2023, and I call the meeting of the Arizona Board of Psychologist Examiners to order. This meeting is video hosted using Zoom. The public and parties on this agenda have been properly noticed of this fact and have been supplied with meeting access instructions. Continuing education credit will not be granted for attending this particular meeting. Ms. Poe, would you please do a roll call?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Davey?
Present.
Mr. Dinar?
Present.
Dr. Catarino?
Present.
Dr. Medina?
Present.
Dr. Malott? Dr. Stenhoff?
Here.
Dr. Stewart?
Present.
Mr. Nguyen?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Pope. The board may vote to go into executive session at any time on the agenda, pursuant of ARS 38431.03A2, to review confidential records, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is confidential by state or federal law, and or ARS 38431.03A3, to receive confidential legal advice from the board's attorney. We'll now move into item three, discussion, consideration, and possible action pertaining to complaint numbers 20-30, 23-44, 24-03 for Neil Olshan, PhD, including but not limited to the possible summary suspension of his license to practice psychology, referral to formal board hearing, or other administrative remedies available to the board. Item three concerns Dr. Olshan, who is the respondent to reopen complaints before the board. I will note that because complaints 22-30 and 23-44 are in informal hearing status, the board is represented by independent legal advisor, Assistant Attorney General Diana Padilla. Ms. Jean Galvin represents the state of Arizona for this case. Thank you both for being with us today. I'll provide a brief status update for the board at this time. Please recall that on May 5th, 2023, the board ordered Dr. Olshan to undergo a fitness for duty evaluation. The evaluation report was received by the board staff on September 11th of 2023 and provided to the respondent and his attorney the following day. The report has also been provided to this board. All of you should have had access to it prior to this meeting to be able to prepare for today's proceedings. Shortly after receiving the report, the respondent, through his attorney, engaged in negotiations with board staff and its legal counsel for purposes of arriving at a possible settlement of voluntary surrender of his psychologist license with a future effective date of December 20th, 2023, for all of the open investigations that I've listed today. Any proposed settlement will require board approval, and if accepted, serves as the final disposition of all three cases. The board may consider other appropriate administrative remedies and actions as well. On September 20th, 2023, we received the signed consent agreement from Andrew Brevington's office, Dr. Olshan's legal counsel. It has also been provided for this board to review in your files. Dr. Brevington, are you present today? I see that you are. And I'm assuming that, if you wish to make a statement, now would be the time.
I'm sorry. We have been corresponding with Mr. Brevington. He has notified us that he is having some technical difficulties, so staff is trying to provide him with the dial-in information. I don't know if he's call-in user _1.
We'd have to unmute that on our end, probably.
And Ms. Pakanon, it appears that Dr. Stenhoff has dropped off.
And we do have another caller who joined. I will send a text message to Dr. Stenhoff. Okay. Is the caller with the 702 area code Mr. Brevington?
I believe that's Las Vegas.
Am I unmuted now? Oh, and now I am. Thank you. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. It was kept kicking me out, but I am glad to be here now.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Revington. And so I don't know where you got kicked out, but I finished my summary of where we stand, including kind of where we're at with the signed consent agreement from your office on behalf of Dr. Olshan. And at this point was opening the floor to you if you wish to make a statement.
Just a brief statement that we, you know, asked the board to accept this consent agreement for voluntary surrender. Dr. Olshan fought long and hard. His attorneys were advising him that there were issues with the evaluation report that we believed we could challenge if we move forward, but he has elected to retire and to surrender his license. He couldn't be here today because he had a conflict. He thanks the board for their attention to this matter and also to the board staff. And we ask that you accept the consent agreement subject, I think, to two minor modifications that we've already discussed with board staff.
Thank you for those comments. Board staff, will you just confirm that you've been in contact about those two quote unquote minor modifications? Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Mr. Brevington. Board members, any questions for Mr. Brevington at this time?
Mr. Chairman, this is Jean Galvin on behalf of the state. I would just like to clarify, one, Dr. Stenhoff has rejoined the board meeting, and two, the consent agreement, as it appears to you today, does incorporate Mr. Brevington's suggested changes.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that, and I appreciate welcoming Dr. Stenhoff. All right. Very good. Ms. Galvin, you are here representing the state of Arizona. Do you wish to make any statements to the board in that capacity?
Just briefly, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, the state supports the consent agreement for voluntary surrender. It has been negotiated among your staff, Mr. Brevington, on behalf of Dr. Olshan, and myself on behalf of the state. As written, I believe that on behalf of the state, the consent agreement's finding of facts, conclusions of law, set forth adequately the most significant issues in the two cases that were fully investigated, and they have adequate and thorough corresponding conclusions of law. As for the stipulated voluntary surrender, the state reminds the board that this surrender is reportable to the National Practitioners Data Bank. It is treated as a revocation, and given the conduct to which that is set forth in the consent agreement, we believe the voluntary surrender is acceptable and appropriate.
Thank you, Ms. Galvin. Questions for Ms. Galvin? Again, remembering that she is representing the state of Arizona at this particular time in this role. Ms. Galvin, just a question for you. You already made the statement at the end about this is reportable to the national database that this would happen. The timeline in question of December 20th, looking at that, you know, today's September 20th, that gives us, you know, a month through October, November, December, you know, in the state's view, that time frame is acceptable in terms of our responsibility or the state's, from the state's view?
It does. It gives Dr. Olshan adequate time to wrap up his private practice. The consent agreement provides that effective, should it be adopted by the board, effective immediately, he will accept no new clients. He's not accepting any new assignments from the courts. And his last evaluation for the courts that is scheduled, I believe, is December 12th. and that gives him adequate time to complete that last report. We do believe that it adequately protects the public and allows him to wrap up his practice professionally with the current clients that he has.
I appreciate that from the state's view. Thank you very much. Other questions for, in this case, the state of Arizona's attorney, Dr. Stewart?
Mr. Chair, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Davey. I just want to commend the staff and the AAGs who have worked on this so tirelessly. This has been a contentious interaction for a couple of years now, and I really appreciate their efforts in drawing this to a very successful conclusion. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Galvin.
You're welcome.
So now would be the time to begin discussion, deliberations of this matter. I think essentially with the beginning of the initiation of the discussion around this is to echo some of the comments that that Dr. Stewart just laid out, and then to really think about that the consequence around this is significant, and that this will wrap up the end of this licensee's career. The timetable for it, my estimation is appropriate in terms of making sure that we are wrapping up any particular areas that might be put clients in further at risk, or being able to wrap up existing clientele that the doctor may be seeing, be able to transition them into strong care, into strong networks of care, whether that be other psychologists or other professionals to be able to assist them. So overall, I think that's in terms of being able to kind of come to a conclusion in this matter, believe that this is a really strong statement by the attorney generals that have worked on this, and a strong statement by the board with relation to this matter. All right. With that, questions, comments? All right, again, it's time for deliberation. So if there are other comments, questions, if not, we can move to a motion, or if we need to discuss things in executive session, I'm open to that as well.
Dr. Davey, can I make a motion to accept the consent agreement for voluntary surrender of license?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Dinar. Dr. Medina, I appreciate the second on that. Dr. Stewart, a close tie for you as always. And so we'll go with the first with Addy. Mr. Dinar, second for Dr. Medina. This is going to be a roll call, correct? Ms. Diadea and Ms. Galvin got both.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. And I just, before we go into, I appreciate for the first and second, just would make one other comment that the reality that this conversation is coming to this conclusion on this call, rather quickly, in no way it diminishes the amount of time and effort that this board, as well as board staff, have put forward in investigating these matters, particularly the three cases that I've outlined today. And I'm sure that Mr. Brevington's time and Dr. Roshan in preparing for those meetings, the board has done an outstanding job of adjudicating these matters and reviewing these matters. And the culmination of this is the work and compromise of many people. And so with that first and the second, I believe we can move into a roll call.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Davey?
Yes.
Mr. Dinar?
Yes.
Dr. Caterino?
Yes.
Dr. Medina?
Yes.
Dr. Stenhoff?
Yes.
Dr. Stewart?
Yes.
Mr. Nguyen?
Yes.
Vote is unanimous. Motion carries.
Thank you very much, everyone, for your participation in today's matter. Board staff will execute the steps involved in implementing today our actions of accepting this consent agreement. Mr. Brevington, board staff will be in touch with you, obviously. Dr. Stewart, do you have your hand raised?
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Chair. Thank you. In terms of Dr. Oshin, he was a pioneer of psychology in the state of Arizona in the 1970s when he was licensed. He's provided more than 40 years of psychological service to the citizens in the state. I don't wish to diminish his history of providing competent and good psychological services. It's unfortunate that we come to this time and place, and yet I wish to accentuate he has provided very needed and necessary services over his professional career. Thank you.
Dr. Stewart, this is Andrew Brevington. I'd just like to thank you on behalf of Dr. Oshin for making this statement.
Thank you, everyone. We appreciate that. With that, we will move now to item number 4, which is adjournment. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Dr. So Stewart. Moved.
And, very good. And Mr. Nguyen, Dr. Stewart, Mr. Nguyen, thank you very much. With that, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, adjournment unanimously carries. Thank you, board members, for your preparations for this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Remington.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.